This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Empowering comedian Owen Benjamin set to take over in about 6 minutes. We're taking a final call right now. Then Owen Troy will be hosting The Worm at 3 p.m. Central. Oh, sorry, he's in solitary confinement. I told you I have an update on him. I can't say much because I was asked not to give the full details. Because obviously he'll be persecuted while he's in solitary confinement in the prison. But he is in Oakdale, Louisiana. He is in solitary confinement. He is getting out late December. And so that's basically, I got an update from his lawyer, but I can't really give you an update because that's how tyrannical this government is. It's how out of control this system is, that if we talk about what he's gone through or what's going on or why he's in solitary, they'll just persecute him more. But Owen is alive. He is in prison for his free speech. Adam in California on the Anti-Defamation League. Go ahead, last caller.
Hey, Alex, I want to thank you for taking my call. It's a real honor to call on the call line. You got the best callers from around the world. This is Adam King from The Adam King Show, found exclusively on Band Off Video. I want to talk about my war against the ADL, but first I want to congratulate you on the most epic game drop ever. This thing is so legendary. It's iconic, and it's just unbelievable that you did this. I mean, fighting Bill Clinton on top of Jeffrey Epstein's palace playing the saxophone. It's like, oh, my God, I can't believe what you did.
But, well, I mean, the guys that put it together, we did a great – the thing is, it's a video game that has a voiceover the whole time. Depending on what you do or what you say or who you go after, it's mostly peaceful. It has different voiceovers, so we're really excited about it.
Oh, it's awesome. It's like Cobra from the 80s, but, like, everything better, like Alex Jones-style InfoWars. You know, it's amazing. I'm always on InfoWars. I just got my conspiracy bourbon and my conspiracy bourbon.
We wouldn't be here without you, brother. What's your view on what's happening right now with the ADL?
Well, I just stood outside of the ADL New York headquarters with a giant sign that said the ADL hates Jews, changed my mind. You could see the video on my band page. But it's a...
Yeah, what's the name? I mean, I know who you are. I've seen the work. What's the name of your site on Band On Video?
The Adam King Show.
All right, go ahead.
So, you know, the ADL got equipped with a $212 million annual budget. And they use this endless supply of money that comes from, like, so many different institutional places to, like, kind of pigeonhole Jews as, like, a complete race of creatures that we're not. They want us to be the poster boy of every disaster of the New World Order. It's like, every corporation that is destroying the world is like, they have to have a Jewish CEO, you know what I'm saying? It's like, but there's so much throwing the Jews under the bus that's done by the ADL. Just the fact, their whole media censorship campaign, the way that they've utterly censored the internet, I'm censored on the internet, probably in part by the ADL. The amount of people that they blocked at Twitter. And then and the fact that they're operating a $212 million a year budget should be illegal, especially that they're doing it all in the name of Jews, you know, and it paints Jews with this.
What do you make of the head of the ADL saying, oh, Jews have been put at the bottom of the thing now? The ADL literally said white people are the worst people ever, along with Black Lives Matter. This has all been planned, and once Jews get persecuted, he then will get all the contributions.
I mean, Jason Greenblatt is, like, such an annoying little twit, man. Like, it bothers me, like, the way that they create, like, these classifications and these scales.
No, it's like he was hired to just enrage people.
Yeah, and he goes at it's like, it's almost as if he wants to create anti-Semitism. It, like, the actions of the ADL are the greatest thing that fundraises for the ADL. America was built on free speech. That's why I do the Adam King Show, because I've been censored everywhere. I'm, like, so banned on everything. And if it wasn't for banned, I would have zero voice.
Well, Adam, we appreciate you, brother. I really appreciate you. All right. We got a big guest host taking over right now. You definitely want to stay tuned for this. Owen Benjamin, one of the most censored comics, hilarious guy, takes over, and then in 1 hour, The War Room with Harrison Smith, with Owen Schroyer in solitary confinement. Please stay with us, and we got weekend shows coming as well. Infowars.com. Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got. Immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
It's me, Owen Benjamin. I'm your guest host for InfoWars. Shout out to Alex Jones. Apparently has a new video game out. It sounds pretty great. A lot of male vitality. I'm feeling very vital as a male right now. I just did a workout. I had a nice green smoothie. The way we fight the deep state is pure male vitality. Don't forget to get your pure male vitality or the deep state wins, because the deep state wants you limp. Well, deep state wants you limp. People seem to enjoy that. Last time I was on, I did that impression of Alex, and the fact he laughed at it made me like him a lot. All right, so today what we're going to talk about is how trendy anti-Semitism is getting. And as someone that was, you know, I've been seeing it for a long time, I'm starting to feel like when Radiohead first broke out, and I was like, yeah, I used to be a fan years ago. Because now that Candace Owens is getting in on the anti-Semitism and everything, it's getting a little hacky. And so I want to challenge your listeners to a higher level of anti-Semitism, 4D anti-Semitism, which is about finding the Jew in your own heart. All right. So first, why is anti-Semitism rising? Let's take a look at Michael Rappaport. He's been posting all these videos. Of course, you got the Gaza situation, but he just validated one of the longest conspiracy theories about Jews in human history. Let's take a look at this video, and then we'll discuss how your reaction can be constructive. Get to that next level of anti-Semitism. It's inside.
A lot of conversations amongst my Jewish friends about the silence, the disappointment, the disappearing acts on some Doug Henning, David Blaine just disappeared, boom, in the air. A lot of people have disappeared. Telling you right now, we are making a list, we are checking it twice, and we already know who's been naughty or nice. See that pun? You see that pun? I'm talking about the Jewish people, but I'm also talking Christmas carols. We will not forget. We're not suckers, so when you come around asking for this, that, and the third, come around asking for money, investments, and all that stuff, I promise you, it's being discussed. We're paying attention to who's being anti-Jewish, anti-Semitic, anti-Israel, or not saying anything at all. I promise you. We see, I'm the enigma. A lot of Jewish people seem nice. We seem like we're suckers. Seem like you could kind of convince us. Trust me, don't come around 6 months, 8 months, 2 years. We're remembering, we're paying attention.
Okay, so he's just validated one of the oldest anti-Semitic tropes, that the quote-unquote the Jews secretly meet and run banking and entertainment. Now, before you get mad, I'm seeing a lot of people realizing some of this stuff very quickly. And they're getting agitated and angry, and they think the quote-unquote Jews are causing all their problems in the world, and that isn't true. You know, before you point your finger at them, ask yourself, have you ever cheated in Monopoly? Yesterday, I was playing my son in a card game with dice, And I had a little instinct to peek at the next card. Okay? So that's the Jew you have to fight, not Michael Rappaport. So I made a little post to him. I said, so what are you not going to allow us in, Michael? Do you have a little swindler's list? I said, your usury scams, or we won't be giving your drugs or pornography. Are we now banned from FTX investments? We can't fight in your wars. Will we not be allowed to get our vaccines? I said, bro, get some chamomile tea and stop threatening us goyim. You call it anti-Semitic to say Jays control banks and entertainment, but then you threaten to blackmail anyone you don't like. I want you to heal Michael Rappaport. Get a sauna, drink more water, forgive your father. These public rants against the Goy just make the Jays look worse. And then you have poor Adam, like your last caller, who's like, why does this keep happening? You know, it's these Jays and these Jays. Well, you know, this is why it's happening. And so that's why you have an experienced anti-Semite like me to help people make it positive. You're not looking out at the Jays. You're looking in. And I've been making some posts about this. I said, I participate in 4D anti-Semitism. I've researched the Jays to understand the Jay in me. My battle is with the internal Jay that I can control. The one whispering in my ear to lie about eating my children's cookies when they weren't looking. Because one trap I can see people falling for is they're going to start saying that they're oppressed by Jews. Okay? Think about metaphysically what that does to you. It makes it out there. Like, people that you're calling disgusting have control over you. That isn't true. It's only the part inside of you that wants it. Did you take out a loan for a jet ski for no reason and now you're in financial debt? Do you get drunk and encourage other people to get drunk? That's the anti-Semitism I'm looking for, guys. It's inside. Because when you point out there, it's weak. Because what's happening now, I predicted years ago when everyone was kicking me off everything. I was kicked off Airbnb, PayPal, Twitter, Facebook, all comedy clubs, theaters. Like, it was insane for stuff that is now becoming completely openly talked about and obvious. And my prediction way back then was that it would be the quote unquote black community that would turn the most aggressive against the Jays, not rural whites. Rural whites don't really care at all. Rural whites, I'm telling you, I live in North Idaho, Jews. No one's planning to hurt anybody. No one's fantasizing about it. No one cares. Everyone's just farming. But there are a group of people that do appear to be turning, and like this hilarious sketch that I'd like to show you guys right now. And if you lose the blacks, things are going to get weird in cities. Check this out.
We are under attack, and the Palestinian people want us all dead. Oh, my God. What? They attacked us on October 7th viciously and without remorse. Well, what the f***? Why? Why? Why the hell would they do something like that? That's awful. I beats me. Honestly, they're just animals. Without any type of motivation, they can do that to anyone. Yes, exactly. I know. Okay, no, I'm sorry. I need to do a deep dive on this because this is scary. Wait, what? No, you don't have to. Oh, come on, seriously, you have to believe we're in danger. You're anti-Semitic if you don't.
That is hilarious. See, as a guy who toured in every demographic you can imagine for decades, you know, I've done inner city Cleveland where everyone's black. I've done Manhattan where half the crowd's Jewish, or San Francisco where there's a lot of rollerblades, Miami, Cuban, Texas. I've done the Mexican crowds and the white crowds. I'm telling you, I know a lot about demographics. And the thing about quote-unquote black women is some people think they're dumb or, guys, they're not. They just go along with stuff if you pay their bills, all right? The minute you stop paying their bills, they start looking at you. And you don't want black women looking at you. They can tell if you're cheating by your scent and how you smile in pictures. It's like Sherlock Holmes on times 1,000. Like, nothing gets past them. The only way they don't look at you inquisitively is if you're paying their bills. And right now, a lot of their bills are not being paid. So things are going to start. People are going to start looking towards the Jays, because the minute that the whole John Stewart trick doesn't work, where John Stewart says, the Jews and the blacks should get together and kill Whitey. And then the next episode, he's like, blacks, I can't remember the exact joke. I memed it the other day. The whole thing was that he's not white. Like, the Jays aren't white, so get the Bs to go with the Jays. It's all prison mentality. It's like you get Alex was just talking about it. You get demographics to look at each other as the enemy. And then you keep everyone in constant conflict, and that way it's easier for the guards. The minute the prison starts aligning with each other's interests and not having nonsense feuds between them, things get real, y'all. And now that the financial fiat Ponzi scheme is running its course, we're going to see a lot of the demographics that have been complacent are going to start getting a little more intense. And that's why now is the time to look inside, where it's time to get stronger, get out of debt, get healthy. Health is wealth. And look at the little whispers in your own mind before you attack somebody else. Because if you cheat in Monopoly, you do that in Wall Street. Okay, so work on that. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Owen Benjamin, and this is InfoWars.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
The Chinese guy be. One must know the Jew in oneself before the Jew outside herself. Bafushas. And that really is. It's about understanding the Jew inside your own heart. It's not about the Jew out there. All right, so this is what John Stewart said. Quote unquote, black people should hate white people. Okay, hate, he uses. I was just joking. Yeah, I joked about a song about a guy who stole my bike, and I wasn't allowed on Airbnb. So that whole liability shield of just joking, let's just analyze what John Stewart said, whose brother runs the New York Stock Exchange, okay? Black people should hate white people. We ruin everything. Wear beep. Quote, unquote. Another John Stewart quote. Quote, unquote. Jews and blacks shouldn't fight. Jews and blacks should get together and get whitey. Okay, so I'm not mad at that at all. I think these are just little, they're kind of like gypsy moves. It's like when a gypsy goes to Harvard, they become John Stewart. You know, set fire to the cornfield, steal the horse. It's very simple. It's not a big deal. I respect the chutzpah. I think it's hilarious. But a lot of people are realizing it, and so they're getting a little fired up, and I recommend not, like, go internal and work on your own weaknesses. If you watch pornography, don't talk about who runs the porn industry. If you take out debt for indulgences, don't talk about who runs the banks, because you are doing it. It's you. And I'm not trying to let anyone off the hook. I'm trying to help people get stronger. Because this is legit. Like right now, all these Jewish donors are pulling support, financial support from Harvard and all these places, because there's pro-Palestinian protests or whatever. Where were they the last 20 years with critical race theory and people openly saying whites should be, you know, genocided or whatever. Again, I'm not offended. I don't care what these people say. But that's what everyone's reacting to. And I'd like to tell your caller, Adam, before that Jewish gentleman who sounded a little paranoid, that's what it is. People aren't supporting Hamas. They're sick of the hypocrisy. And once people understand that, I was having a talk with a Jewish friend of mine that is a wonderful human being. And he was telling me, it was like the thing that really is driving us crazy is we see these images of what Hamas has done and then people supporting that. And I'm like, no one's supporting that. They're calling out the hypocrisy because you guys, not you personally, but as an institution of not that many people, have been mocking and degrading quote unquote white Americans for decades. And then the whole trans stuff and the whole, you know, gay marriage and abortion and, you know, and they brag about it on these newspaper sites like Israel Times and Jerusalem Post and Grabble Sun or whatever. And they would write all these stories about me being anti-Semitic, you know, and how I'm a danger and Waco and Ruby Ridge. Meanwhile, I'm just a dude with four kids on a farm who never, I mean, my life is so routine and all I do is do comedy. And the same comedy that was offending everyone 4 years ago, everyone's now sharing and calling me a genius because it wasn't hateful. One reason why I'm the king of the Jew joke is because I don't hate them. And as the great Norm Macdonald said, you can't make fun of or impersonate what you hate because people can smell it. I am one of the few people who deeply understand the nature of Jews, but I don't hate them because I know that there's some of that in me as well. Like every time I want to you know, eat cookies and say I didn't. Or every time I become treasurer in the Monopoly board and I sneakily try and take a few bills while my family goes bankrupt on Park Place. You know, that's me. So imagine if they gave me the Federal Reserve. That's why I don't want it. I'm working on myself, the Jew inside of me, not the Jew out there. Because the Jews out there are in for a wild ride. They're just going to get more and more desperate, paranoid. They won't take accountability. A lot of them are taking accountability. My Jews are great. I got a great stable of Jews. They're wonderful people. But a lot of them are not taking one bit of accountability. You know, they're following that 48 Laws of Power philosophy of never admit you're wrong, never show any weakness. Just, and they'd be surprised if they did show a little bit where they're like, you know, about issues that I won't bring up on this stream because they're illegal in Germany. But if someone was to say, yeah, that is an interesting point, you know, you'd be surprised how warm everyone would be to you. People aren't born hating Jews. Nobody cares. Even with right now, like the genocide in Gaza, people are still like, you know, they're just trying to manage you guys. And so that's my advice, because I am a bit of a daywalker. I can go, because I had a Jew grandmother, and I saw the effect that that had on my father, who was an intellectual. So I understand that elite ivory tower world. And then my mom, salt of the earth, Wisconsin, everyone in her family's a hunter, never lies, doesn't even understand why someone would lie, super Germanic, you know. And so I can daywalk between the worlds. And I'm actually trying to help people not blame their personal weakness on Jews, because that is what Alex was talking about, where it's like you scapegoat them and then you start the cycle over again. You don't deal with the Jew in your own heart before you attack the Jew you've done business with. It's like a man buys a prostitute, cheats on his wife, and then kills the prostitute because he realizes what he's done and he blames the prostitute for his sinful perversions. And there is an argument that a lot of Jews are victims of a lot of trauma programming. You know, 3,000 movies about the Holocaust is not by accident, guys. This is trauma programming done by Steven Spielberg, who is a, by all accounts, a horrible human being. So they put these images in your head, you know, the Museum of Tolerance, Holocaust, they'll turn you into soap, all this stuff. And it makes people very scared, and it makes them very permeable, and they can herd them up and make them do things. And so I would love if a lot of Jews saw that the rural goyim actually don't really think about them or hate them. And just to start acting a little more normal, like when you got Laura Loomer screaming that she wants to turn Arab countries into parking lots. I used to do USO tours. Like, I've been to Oman, Qatar, Kuwait, Iraq. There's like a ton of families just super nice, living their life. And to say those type of things, you're going to get a reaction. Now, I'm not saying to arrest Laura Loomer. Like, I'm not. Like, when I'm just saying this, it's not a threat. It's not an agenda. Because sometimes people can put that into me. They can be like, oh, so what you really mean is, no, I don't have a mask. Like, what I say is exactly what I think. I'm just trying to help Jews understand why people are reacting to them right now, you know, and I'm going to bring up, oh, I got a minute. Next segment, I'm going to play you guys a sketch about the idea of marketing a genocide or an atrocity as a product. Because again, I'm a 4D anti-Semite. I don't blame Jews for anything. I only blame the Jew in my heart. And now I can see the whole matrix, how it works. Like, a war is a product that you roll out. A genocide is a product. Okay? It's how people react to it. If a tree fell in the woods and no one was there to hear it, does it make a sound? According to marketing, no. Because marketing is about human perception and their reaction to the event. And so I think right now a lot of the world is waking up to how to market atrocities. A lot of the Palestinians have been suffering silently for a very long time. And now they realize if they show these videos, they're going to get a reaction. And so that little trick that allowed Zionist Jews to have an advantage when it came to globalism is now decentralized. And so when we come back, we'll talk about Pol Pot and old Steven Spielberg, and we will have a great time. And I promise I'm trying to help. Much love.
Hi folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I'm your guest host, Owen Benjamin, owenbenjamin.com. If you want to check out my live streams, I go live every day. Unauthorized.tv is, we're way ahead of the game, myself and the great Mr. Vox Day. We started our own streaming platform with our own servers and our own technology because we were both kicked out of stuff a long, long time ago. And it's steadily grown over the years, and we have thousands of hours of entertainment, and it's only $5 a month. Feed the Bear, to subscribe to that. $5 a month is very, very little. It's the cheapest we could possibly go. To, and if it's free, sometimes you're the product. So that's my little spiel there. And also, yeah, I'm on Rumble and all these places. I'll be live streaming in a couple hours, and I do every day. All right, so I want to talk about marketing, because behind me, as you can see, are the encyclopedias. All right, I like to collect old books and collect old propaganda and old, old newspapers and all that. Like, this is some of the stuff I like to collect. Like, I have tons of newspapers of when the moon landing happened or all these things. And one interesting caveat about the quote-unquote Holocaust is it's not in the encyclopedia. The word Holocaust is not in the encyclopedia. And I'm not denying the suffering of the Jews during World War II, Adam. Don't think I'm saying that. I'm saying that as a brand and an idea put in people's heads, it didn't exist in 1968. And so what does that mean? I'm not commenting whatsoever on human suffering. So don't try and pigeonhole me there. I'm talking about branding a genocide and why someone would do that. Why an emotional vampirism likes to suck sympathy out of a population as a liability shield. So here's a little cartoon me and the Great Mountain Bear made several years ago about a conversation between Steven Spielberg and Pol Pot. Take a listen.
My Holocaust, I kill millions of Tlantai. I put bullet in back of people's head.
Dude, you call that branding? No, no.
I kill millions of people. Pol Pot, you suck at genocide. No, I kill way more people.
It's not about how many you kill. It's about how you sell it. Listen, buddy, no one cares about the six you did in the jungle. You know?
No, I kill millions of people. That doesn't sell it, baby. Come on. That doesn't sell it. That's not even that scary. Everyone's, we line up and shoot everybody. Oh, big f***ing deal. Well, no, where's the pile of shoes? I get put bullet in back of head and put in ditch.
You're not getting it, Pol Pot. You're not getting it.
You want to make an industry around your genocide to last for centuries, you need piles of shoes. You need soap. How f***ed up is it to make soap out of people? Did people really do that? No, f*** no, they didn't do that. That makes no sense. Why would you clean yourself with people you find disgusting? I know. How? Why would they do that while they're fighting a two-front war? They didn't. That really makes no logical sense. But it doesn't matter. It's about emotion. It's about selling it. Now you bring in a movie where you have, it's black and white except for a little girl in a red dress. Oh, you're remembering that now. And then they put you into a gas chamber with wooden doors where you claw at it. And for some reason, the claw marks are in cement. Come on.
All right, you guys are getting it. You guys are getting it. You're not getting it, Pol Pot. You're not getting it. All right, so that's just a funny way to look at it. And I know that's going to offend some people and people are going to get angry. But as a comedian, my whole job is to help you remove your trauma and your victim consciousness. I'm like a masseuse of the spirit. All right, so if you think about that, if you think about how trauma works, because like right after the paragliding baby butchers broke through the Iron Dome, you saw all these quote-unquote Jews screaming about dead baby, like unborn baby death, right? Meanwhile, there's thousands of abortions going on every single day on every corner in the cities, right? It doesn't appear like anyone actually cares about babies. Like in America, in New York State, I remember when they could do 40-week abortions, partial birth abortions, where a baby is fully alive. They can now kill the baby, sell it for parts to pharmaceutical companies. And they were so ecstatic that I think they put the Empire State Building in red and they're like, yeah, screaming with pure euphoria. So a lot of us have just been watching this over the years. So we know when someone's lying, you know, the victim consciousness and the eternal victim and all the gaslighting and the screeching and the narcissism. It's a short term, big energy push. You know, like I understand why the globalist elite like to traumatize kids, like their own kids. I mean, I don't understand it morally, but I understand on a utility level that a traumatized kid sometimes can exceed really, really high in whatever skill you're trying to give them. That's why when you look at a lot of highly, highly high performance people, their backgrounds are horrifying because that trauma would kind of fracture them a little bit so that they could really focus on whatever they had to do. So using trauma as a way to create a trauma bond in a community where they're all super cohesive and they're working really hard, it works. It absolutely works until it doesn't, until it runs out. It's like being on Adderall for four straight days, and then by the end you just start collapsing and you can't get to that place you were. And so the old tricks aren't working anymore when people are like, well, then they put the Jew in the roller coaster and dropped them in a cage with a bear and an eagle. They taught me that in public school, and it was in a textbook by McGraw-Hill, owned by Ghislaine Maxwell's father, Robert Maxwell. That's a fact. And now everyone pretends like that never happened. That's gaslighting, right? Where they're like, Oh, yeah, that's obviously ridiculous. I'm like, that was taught to me like it was real. That a bunch of Jays were let's just say, milked to death by a machine. That was taught to me as reality. And this is why I'm not mad at Jays. I don't care. I'm trying to help you guys. That trauma led to some high-performance people, you know, until it leads to, like, a mental collapse. That's why a lot of Hollywood celebrities and a lot of these, like, high-performance people that were abused to get to that level have a terrible private life, and they collapse later in life. Like Tiger Woods is the perfect example. You know, really, really hard time just being a basic husband when most families fight about money. And that dude makes all the money in the world, but yet he couldn't keep his wife happy. Like, I can keep my wife happy with, like, $200 at a grocery store. You know, it's like, how does that guy crumble so hard? It's because it appears that he had traumatic training as a kid, which is why he's so dialed in. It can focus on one thing that intensely. And so as these trauma cycles wear down, we're going to see more and more anguish and paranoia and lashing out and bipolar disorder and all this stuff and projection. I mean, I'm seeing tweets where, you know, relatively known Jewish women are like, oh my God, I just took an Uber and the driver knew I was a Jew just by looking at me and I had to get out. Like, what the hell are you talking about, dude? You know what I mean? In the Bible, it says the wicked flee when no one pursueth. And that's why when I look at the Jew in my own heart, I'm always like, when am I scared for no reason? Because that means I'm doing something wrong. It's always us. And that does happen to me sometimes. Like whenever I have these weird truther images of the deep state kicking in my door and trying to milk my ween to death or whatever, I'm like, what am I doing? Like, what's my weakness? Am I not knowing God's in control? Because one thing that happens with this terrible new brand of anti-Semitism that's breaking out is they're blaming the Jews for their problems, which makes the Jews God. And I know that is a metaphysically intense thing to understand, but if you think Jews control the world and not God, the Jew is now God. And you're looking at someone with terrible posture. You know, he's rubbing his hands, he's paranoid, he's on drugs, he's screeching. You know, that's your God now. So I recommend that you always remember that God is God, the creator of heaven and earth. And I'm not even going to comment on what's the right religion or anything, you know, because I think intention is very, very important. So as, you know, anti-Semitism becomes trendy and hip and everyone's doing it, talk to an OG guy like me that was, you know, back when it was not allowed on Twitter. Candace Owens was not talking about it. You know, once Candace Owens gets in on a trend, it's time to sell. You know what I mean? And so the new anti-Semitism I want you guys to get into is what's inside your heart. All right, I'll see you guys in a little bit. Owen Benjamin.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? rate? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Hi, everybody. So we have a little bit left. I hope you guys have enjoyed the stream, enjoyed the show. I'm trying to give some new insights from a wacky point of view. Exiled comedian in Idaho is crushing. Now we're going to take some callers. So, and I'm very excited about this. I love talking to new people. The first caller is Adam from Florida. Welcome. You're listening to InfoWars. I'm your guest host, Alex Jones. The deep state wants you to win. You got to get an erection for freedom.
That's right, Big Bear. What's happening?
How are you, man? What's going on?
I'm great. I just called in to tell everybody how great you were. I was at the last event, second in a row, and it was incredible. I appreciate everything that you're doing. The comedy show was literally the best I've ever seen. The last show I was at prior to your comedy show was Rogan and Chappelle in Vegas, and you obliterated it. So I just wanted to thank you.
Oh, well, thanks for coming, guys. Yeah, I mean, the fact that we could pull that off, that we... When I was banned from all the clubs and the theaters, what we did is we crowdfunded land so that we could have events on our own land so that we wouldn't be susceptible to these cancellations. And so we crowdfunded some land in the Ozarks for events, and we had our festival there last Labor Day, and that's what Adam's referring to. And I'm really, really glad you came out, because if you guys didn't come and heed the call, I would have just been there with Coddington talking to an empty tent. So thanks, Adam. And next year is going to be even better, God willing.
I can't wait. I'm Adam, not Adam Bear on the app. So just shout out to
everybody. Oh, sweet.
Keep crushing that, Big Bear. We love you, buddy. Thank you so much.
Love you too, man. Thanks for calling in. Next up, we have Friendly Bear in Canada. We're on InfoWars guest hosting Owen Benjamin. But I will still sell male vitality because the deep state does not want erections. What's up, Friendly Bear?
Hi, Big Bear. You hear me?
Yeah. How are you?
Oh, I'm just up in northern Canada using old Elon Musk satellites to talk to you. I'm pretty stoked. So, quick question. So, these guys back east in Quebec, they were shooting at a Jewish school, and they turned out to be Jews that were doing it, and they did it twice. Now, folks I work with are waking up really fast to all this sort of stuff. How do we stop them from going full 1488 and more focusing on the Jew in themselves?
Yeah, I mean, that's the key, is focus on the Jew inside yourself, because if you go at them, you reinforce their victim narrative. So tell your friends, just be like, yeah, if they want to appear as a victim, if they're drawing swastikas on their own synagogues and punching themselves in the face, which literally is happening, what would they want the most in the world? They would want a group of people to attack them, because that would complete the narcissistic cycle of proving to the world you're actually disgusting. It's weird, dude. I've been diving into all these podcasts about the narcissistic mind and how it works. And it's not just Jews. I'm doing a funny bit this episode about the Jew within, because it's funny. It's just like we're kind of defanging a lot of these ridiculous words. Like, anti-Semitism has changed definitions 8 times in the last year. You know, so it's just we're being funny about it. So it's not isolated to Jewish people having extreme neurosis, self-hatred, you know, all that stuff. Don't be their punisher, because the problem with narcissistic personality disorder is they almost start grooming someone to hate them. And then if you don't, then they kind of deflate a bit. You know, they screech and freak out for a little while, but then they just kind of deflate. And I recommend your friends do that, because if they strike out, they are they are hurting themselves, because they're obviously not focused on their own problems, their own weaknesses, and they're externalizing it. Because right now, especially in Canada, you guys are, I mean, rollerblading like a bunch of fruit bats over there. But seriously, though, if you focus on your own weakness and you don't externalize it, it's a win-win for yourself and the Jews. Because think about the terrible haunted house they've created for themselves, and you don't want to be a part of that. It's almost like if somebody's hooking up with a girl and it turns out she's like really into hardcore stuff. Why would you take part in that? Like, why would you want to cycle that abuse cycle and be whoever it is she's reliving? You know what I mean? So that's my advice. Spread the word about that, because we're going to need the rural guys and all the guys to not lose their cool and to really focus on building, because the real war is going to be central bank digital currency and dependence on a system that wants your kidneys. So let's just keep growing our communities, getting out of debt, growing our food, and keeping our sense of humor. So thank you, my man. Thanks for calling in. Okay, next up we have Johnny in Florida. Johnny in Florida, we got a lot of Florida people calling in. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Owen Benjamin, but I can sell you a pill that may or may not give you an erection. How are you?
Owen, how you doing, brother?
How are you? What's going down?
You're talking to Johnny X, bro. The one and only, the heavy hitter, the most banned drummer in the whole entire world, bro, because I did a video on InfoWars on Owen's show wearing a Make America Great Again hat on and an InfoWars shirt. They pant me forever. Who cares? But I came up with a great idea to make money for InfoWars. Ready for this? Bumper stickers that say, making love does not require toilet paper, InfoWars.com. And then the other one would be little bottles that say Gaggers for Freedom. And it would be like selling cocaine to, like, the Biden family and whatnot. What do you think of that? You think we could do it?
I think you should focus more on your inner Jew than the Biden family. Have you ever done cocaine?
No, but every morning when I wake up, I always act like a Jew. My wife gets all turned on over it. She asks me if I could put on a yarmulke. I do backflips, all that kind of crazy stuff. But lately, I've been kind of into that weird stuff where we tie my
That's enough. Go back to your drumming. All right. Our next caller is, and by the way, just, that bumper sticker is truly disgusting. The toilet paper thing made me almost vomit. So, disgusting isn't good rhetoric. I'll tell you what a good bumper sticker was if you're trying to go at sodomy. I used to have this bumper sticker that said, "Pumpy, only you can prevent sodomy," says Pumpy the Bear. And it was a bear, and he's just pointing at you, saying, "Only you can prevent sodomy." So if you get into toilet paper, that's so insanely disgusting that it would make people run back into the arms of the gay. All right, moving on. We got Alex in Minnesota. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I am a version of Alex Jones named Owen Benjamin. I will send you an erectile dysfunction pill. What's up?
Hey, BB. It's Power Moves there. I'm a proud Holocaust survivor. I'm only 29 years old, but I just wanted to congratulate you on all your success and let you know you were the inspiration for me to get into the homesteading thing. I actually kind of just ran from my field to my office. I was planting like 150 garlic or something like that, and we butchered 45 chickens last weekend. I make like a big community event out of it. But I just want to shout out the BT app. I wish I was a little more, I should be a little more active on there, but you know how it is. So anyway, question I wanted to ask you, what's some good dad advice for young men? Something short and sweet you'd want to send out to Alex Jones's listeners.
Protect and provide for the mom when they're young, and just let the mom be the most contact. Try and be a good role model, you know, and be honest with them and try and protect them from manufactured trauma, because the world already has trauma in it, which is good for people. Like, surviving a hurricane will strengthen a community, but the fake false trauma that tries to get these artificial things happening, try and keep them from that. And just, yeah, be honest with them, love their mom, and do what you're doing. I mean, I'm so happy to hear you're growing stuff, man. It really is next level to do that. And, the Bertari Times app, we designed it intentionally to not be addictive and to not have any angry, scary, political anything on it. So it's sometimes you're less likely to click on it than the thing that scares you, but it's really, really healthy. So I recommend people get the Bertaria Times app. Only the good, the true, the beautiful. All right. Thanks, my man. We have one last one. Jennifer in Georgia. What's up, Jennifer in Georgia? Welcome to InfoWars. I'm your guest host, Owen Benjamin.
Hi. I just wanted to point out, I was thinking about this yesterday, but I mean, if you think about the timing of everything that went on October 7th and how the ADL kind of propped up this propaganda of, you know, being anti-Jew leading up to that time. It's almost as if it was kind of planned, or at least foreseen, that it was going to happen. Because remember, there was like the campaign going on about hashtag ban the ADL, and then that happened. It was weird.
Yeah, no, you're noticing patterns in how the world functions, kind of like a Hollywood.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.